Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
For the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Georgia Pack and Load. Move the smart way. Move the pack and load way. Call 1-800-800-MOVE or online at gapackandload.com. Wellstar Health System. More than healthcare, people care. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Tuesday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios on campus today at the University of Georgia, and presented, of course, by Wellstar Health System, Georgia Pack and Load, and attorney Ken Nugent. And our guest to start the show today, we're going to talk a little basketball with our favorite guy, head coach Tom Crean. And Tom, first off, before we get into basketball,
We're going to talk a lot of basketball, not a little basketball.
Okay. Well, before we get into basketball, I want to congratulate Joni, and I know your brother-in-law, Jim Harbaugh, looks like he's got a quarterback, and they got off to a great start.
Absolutely. That was that's as nerve-wracking for our family maybe as our own games. That's just the way it is. And it was a fantastic win for them. Fantastic. I mean, they dominated from start to finish, and I talked to my father-in-law today about it, even though he wasn't at the game. My daughter is going up there to see her grandparents, my daughter Megan, and Uncle Jim and Aunt Sarah and all the her nieces and nephews, and go to the Michigan State game on Saturday and see my sister who's up there. So it was great to catch up with them, but hopefully Jim has a great year.
Just curious, do you and Jim talk much during your seasons? I know they're
some, not as much lately. The other day, texting after the game.
Yeah,
it's all sporadic. Same thing with John. I mean, it's all. There's no rhyme or reason to it. You know, things just come up, which is great, right?
And when you say things come up, you know, I'm thinking you coach totally different sports at different times of the year, yet both of you are coaching young men.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There have to be some commonalities.
And we have families, right? So, like, there's always those talks. Like, John's daughter, Allison, is a lacrosse player at Notre Dame, and Jim's got all of his kids. He's got two grandkids. Got a son on his staff. You know, there's always family things to talk about. So there's certainly the coaching. There's certainly the motivation, the inspiration, the dealing with different problems. And it's just like anything else. As they come up, you talk about them. And the great thing for me, it starts at home with Joni, but the great thing for me is having the resources of Jim, John, and my father-in-law, Jack. And then certainly the wisdom and discernment that Joni brings and that her mother, Jackie, brings. And so it's been that way for a long, long time, and it's fantastic. We just always pick up from where we left off.
That's great to hear. Let's turn our attention to Georgia basketball. And, you know, I've talked to Mike Mobley, who does such a great job with our sports information for men's basketball.
He's all right.
And, okay.
But, there he is. I see him. Okay.
But one of the things I want to, you know,
to his wife and his kids and his parents, I'm just kidding. I love Mike Mobley.
We're inside a month till we can start. And we're getting a little curious now. How soon do we think we'll know what our schedule is going to look like?
Well, it's very fluid. I mean, it's very, very fluid. And my goal is that we have it done before the season starts. And I'm not kidding. I mean, we're close to making those decisions. It's not easy. I mean, when you look at new things come up in protocols for the tournaments and for the MTEs, and we're trying to get all that stabilized. We're trying to get it all put away. These protocols are for real. And so getting our 27 games, you know, the 25 plus the two MTEs is so important, because with the protocols that are in place, I hate to say it, but you're going to be lucky to get X amount of games in. I mean, it's just going to be really hard. And it's not just you, you know, where you're at with your program. It's all these other programs. There's so many moving parts that haven't even exhibited themselves yet because the season's not here. So you're trying to plan ahead. But long story short, we want to get a schedule put in place. We know we're going to be at about 20% capacity here. We're going through all those stages. I just want to make it, have it be as electric as it can possibly be in there with the music. You know, we're still learning, right? We're still learning what it's going to be like. But, you know, we're taking all those steps. So this is one of those years where it's extremely fluid, and we're just going to have to all deal with it and then hope that we can play as close to a 27-game schedule as possible. I mean, 27-game schedule completed is going to be utopia. It's not going to be the norm, I wouldn't think, this year. I mean, I'm just guessing, but it's going to be utopia if you can get those games in that way.
And get them all played.
A lot of things have to go right for that to happen.
Coach Smart started this season off with the statement that he thought that whoever emerged as a champion or had the best records would be those who were best able to handle COVID. Is that going to be the same for basketball?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be the ones that can deal with flexibility and change.
But I'm talking about from the kids' standpoint.
Yeah, that's what I mean, too. Absolutely. I mean, kids have to be flexible. You have to move on. I mean, with that, there's so many things that you have to try to create even more so in practice. And I don't know how it is in football as much, but I bet it's way more than just situational football or situational basketball. Like something goes wrong, you've got to move on right now, right? And what happens is we've had a couple kids go down in practice, right, where maybe an ankle goes down or they're down for a few minutes or they can't finish practice. And the kids, like, I stay with the guy, with the trainer, right? But, Len, it's like we got to move on. Like, if somebody is in – and nobody's been in bad shape, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound like a masochist here. But I'm saying, like, if somebody goes down with an ankle, like, we got to move on. And the kids got to go to the other end. We got to finish the drill, finish the scrimmage. The coaches take over. Once the kid's okay, boom, now I move back. Because the bottom line becomes, like, that's what this is going to be like, right? And we have to control what we can control and know that we have everything put in place for safety. We have great doctors and trainers. We're going to work accordingly. But whether it's somebody getting sick, whether it's somebody being quarantined, whether it's somebody going down in practice, whether it's somebody's not there that day because they don't feel good, you know, there's so many things that you got to navigate.
Right.
But they're not going to stop the season. Right. So you have to teach that in practice. The games, the days, they're not going to stop. Right. They don't stop a football game. They don't not play a football game because a couple of guys are out. Now, they may stop it because numerous guys are out in quarantine.
Or get tested. Sure.
Sure. But, like, you got to keep moving on. And it's the ones that can adjust to that the best are going to be in a really good position. And that's what we're trying to teach our team.
You're heading into your third year. Are you, with the players that you've seen now in these early days of practice, are we getting closer? And I know it's not there yet, but are we getting closer to seeing Tom Crean basketball?
I hope so. It was a unique recruiting spring because we didn't have the ability to go out and see people. And again, because we had one senior and he left in the sense of Rayshon Hammonds. So the overreaching demand of the program is we've got to get older, right? Like, we have to get older right now.
Right.
And that's exactly what we tried to do by signing Justin Kyer, PJ Horn, and Andrew Garcia. And they've come in and they've worked extremely hard. They've come in with a purpose. They've come in and competed. They've come in and worked, all those types of things. And they've come in and they've really bought into getting better. They bought into the improvement, and we can see the improvement. And this is a work program, Chuck. I mean, this is not a – I mean, my assistant coaches are out there. They're not sitting – when we're out there doing individual workouts in the mornings, they're out there. They're not sitting back on their phone working on recruiting, right? They're not having coffee in the back room. I mean, this is a work program. When we're on that court, the coaches are on the court. When it comes down to so many different things to get people to buy into how important this is. So with that being said, we're getting there.
Yeah, and let me just interrupt you there for a second, because the reason I asked that question is because I sense from the fans and the support over the last couple of years, seeing, just getting a taste of what you want and what it looks like. The excitement level has picked up. People are enthusiastic about it. And that's why I was asking the question, sure. Are we getting closer?
We're nowhere near. We have not played close to the pace that we want to play at. And that's the key this year. And then can we make decisions inside of that? Because you can't play fast if you turn it over, and you can't play fast if you're just going on the other end to play defense because you're taking quick, hurried shots. We've got to become a better shooting team. I mean, that's the bottom line. We've not shot the ball from three well.
Are we better now than we were last year?
Well, the games haven't started yet, but I feel better.
Okay. That's what
I feel better. Yeah, I feel better from where we're standing right now. But we haven't played against other teams and live defenses from other teams and things like that. But building our speed, building the different ways to play, having guys, the flexibility that you've got to have, okay, you go down with an ankle injury, Chuck, in practice, and you're out, and the other guys, they got to move on. Well, it's the same thing in a game, right? Like, okay, all of a sudden our driving kick game isn't there. Well, now we've got to go into multiple pick and rolls. Or now they're really defending our pick and rolls. Well, now we've got to go into a middle pick and roll, single pick and roll. I mean, you've got to be able to make adjustments, play flexible, and have guys that can make those changes, not from game to game, but inside the game. And that's what we're trying to build right now.
And keep that head and those eyes up when you're doing
it. Well, that's the truth. I mean, it happens everywhere. I mean, it happens everywhere. And I was thinking about that in practice the other day. Like, we're not missing those passes because we don't want to throw them. We're missing those passes because we don't see them. Right? And see, again, that's all part of not playing, you know, in the sense of highly organized, competitive, game after game type thing. So you've got to keep building those types of skills. But I love working with this team. Let's put it that way. And I think the fans are going to enjoy it because they're going to see a pace. They're going to see a work ethic. We're going to have to. We're not real big. All right. So it's going to have to be a team of guys that rebound the ball together, that get back in transition together, that can talk on the court. The teams that bring not only the most verbal communication to one another, but the most energy to one another are the teams that are going to be able to have a chance to win. And then, like I tell these guys all the time, awareness is your consistency is awareness under pressure. Put it that way. When you're a consistent player, all right, your awareness under pressure is what separates you, right? Not just when you're fresh and everything's going well, but when you're tired, your lungs are burning, all right, your feet are tired. All right, man, how do we keep executing and find a way? Because I think there's going to be a lot of close games in college basketball, and I'd be shocked if we weren't a part of those.
Oh, Tom, you got to be excited. I can't wait. Let's get there, and let's get as many of these games played. And I know you think there may be some hiccups along the way. We're just going to have to be willing to make that adjustment and keep moving forward.
And we got to max out. You know, if it's 20%, then we got to max it out. You know, we're not going to set an attendance record like we've done the last 2 years. And neither is anybody else. But there's no limit on enthusiasm and energy that we can have in that building. And every time somebody sets the volume level one place, I'm going to find a way to sneak it up and turn it up a little bit higher. Right? So we got to do the best that we can do and make it the most energetic place that it can be.
Coach, I really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are this time of year.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
We'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks,
Tom Crean.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs indeed. Tom Crean with us here on the Bulldog Roundtable. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll be talking a little football right after this.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
This is Greg McGeary, the Director of Athletics here at UGA, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan and 93.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. Dogs getting set to face Kentucky at noon on Saturday up in Lexington. One of the things Georgia's going to have to do is be stout on defense. And when you talk about stout on defense, you talk about Lewis Seen, one of the safeties on this club that does such a great job. We had a chance to sit down and talk to him. Lewis, let's talk a little bit about a bye week that just suddenly popped up. Yeah. How did everybody respond to that? So suddenly the word that, hey, guess what? We're not playing next week. We're going to be off.
It was kind of unexpected for one, but I feel like our team adjusted to that very well. And the matter that, okay, we're getting a bye week, so what are we going to do now? So what we really did was we used the bye week as a week to improve, where the younger guys got reps, older guys got reps. We focus on our fundamentals, our skills, the little things we can use and get better. Well, we're not really scheming for a team right on bye week, so we just really focus
it's
on
more
us
about you,
yeah,
more about this team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then other than that, we kind of use like that little stretch to kind of rest our bodies up because we have some physical games coming up and some really good teams we're going to play.
Yeah, they're all physical.
Yes, sir.
At this level and in this conference, yeah, they're all physical. Lewis, Coach Smart has stressed from the very beginning that the teams that would do the best this year would be the teams that handled COVID the best. And COVID means anything that pops up. Mm-hmm. So in a way, was everybody kind of mentally prepared? Like, look, we got to be able to pivot.
Kirby, of course, stresses that a lot. He says the battle is not just the team we're going to be playing, but the COVID battle. And of course, if you're paying attention to the media and other teams that have players who catch COVID, it's cost certain teams games. And what Kirby really talks about is we got to keep each other safe and able for us to keep playing these games because it's all important to all of us, including me. So we make sure we keep each other safe, don't go in areas where it's not necessary. So,
yeah. What about your body? Was your body ready for a break?
Oh, yes. My body was ready for a break. I would say that was the most physical game I've ever been part of, for one. And, you know, I thought after the game, I told myself, yeah, I'm good. But the next day, man, it was tough to get up, but I had to get up.
What did you learn about yourself, but about our team coming out of that game against Alabama?
You learn a lot when, of course, the game was up and down road. You learn a lot about your team when there's adversity, for one. And I feel like our team kept chopping. Yeah. No one was, you know, bad-mouthing each other. Usually when things aren't going well, people start fighting with each other. But that didn't go with our team. Our team kept each other's back. We had each other's back. We kept chopping to the end.
Being positive?
Yes, sir.
One of the things, too, that Coach Smart, you know, always talks about is that, you know, that you've got to be constantly looking to get better. You know, did you say not only chopping wood during a game, but constantly looking to get better? Was this past week used for that purpose, primarily to get better at everything you do? I mean, all the little fundamentals.
Oh, that was the main focus of this week. Not just, okay, guys, you can rest. I mean, I don't think that's really what we do here. For one, we focus on, okay, guys, we're going to put money in the bank every day, keep getting better, because all those days of work on your craft is going to pay off. And it also goes where our goal of what we're trying to achieve. So this whole week is just get better. The younger guys get better. Work on the skills, work on the little things to get better.
One of the things we hear all the time, too, is things are never as good as you think. Things are never as bad as you think. When you went back and looked at that film, was it not as bad as you thought?
I mean, when we went back, we were like, man, we could have done that better. We could have called this better. I could have did this on this play better.
Yeah.
But overall, it's like, but after that, we played really well. It's certain little nuggets, certain little plays we beat ourselves on, which kind of cost us. But that's the way I kind of looked at it.
Yeah, so kind of a learning experience, really. All right, let's talk about Kentucky now. And what are you expecting out of a Kentucky team that, listen, now they're worst scenario, they're coming off a loss. You know they're going to be hungry.
Oh, yeah. I feel like every week we're getting every team's best. And Kentucky, we're going to get their best for one. The type of game they play, the type of coach they have. He loves smash mouth football, similar to Kirby. So we're going to expect the fight.
Lewis, you start down a six-game stretch. We just finished a four-game stretch. And you know how physical that was. Heading in, you got to have your mind set right now. I mean, this is going to take more than just physical ability. This is going to take a certain amount of mental preparation.
Oh, you're right, for one. You're right. Mentally, I feel like that little break we had, though, kind of gave us a little breather. Okay, we're good to go now. Okay, let's reload. So now I feel like all of us are fresh. We kind of, how would I say this? Or when some of us have bumps and bruises, we took care of that. So now it's just, all right, we got to rest. Now let's keep going. Let's finish strong.
Final question. This past weekend, did you watch football? And if you did, who'd you watch?
I did. I was going back and forth in two games, Michigan and Minnesota.
Yeah.
And South Carolina, LSU. I have two friends that play. I have a friend that plays at Michigan, Mikey. And then I have Shiloh, who plays for South Carolina.
So you watch both of those?
Yeah, I watch both of them. Yeah, I was going back and forth when there was a commercial. I changed it.
Yeah,
back and forth.
Yeah, and so you were pulling for your friends.
Yeah.
Well, and one loss, one won.
So I was like, hey, man.
Appreciate Lewis taking the time to be with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to tight end John Fitzpatrick. That's next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dawgs.
John Fitzpatrick's been doing a great job for Georgia at tight end, both blocking for the run game, catching passes, and had an opportunity to sit down and talk with John about the season so far and about what to expect against Kentucky. John, the bye week, a little bit of a surprise, but did it come at a good time for you?
I think it did. I think coming off after Bama, we could use a bye week. We could use a week to regroup, and that's exactly what we did. We regrouped. And we looked at our deficiencies and what we needed to work on, and we used this week to get better.
Was that Alabama game, were there a lot of good teaching moments in there for you?
Definitely. When you look at the film and you just go from each position group, especially the tight ends, there's so many things we could have done better. And that starts at practice, and we started correcting that on Monday and Tuesday. And then we're just going to keep working on that.
I'm going to move on from Alabama here in a second, but looking back at that game, did it show you anything about where you stand in relationship to Alabama?
I think it shows that we can play with anyone and we're not scared of anyone. And that gives us a sense of confidence, a sense of knowing that, you know, we're one of the best teams in the country and we're going to continue to improve and be one of those best teams.
All right, let's move on now. We got Kentucky coming up this week. This is a team, I got to tell you, they didn't win last weekend. But their defense, it's pretty stout.
Definitely. They've got a great defense with some great coaches. They've got a great defensive line that's going to be a great challenge for us up front. And then they've got some experienced linebackers that it's going to be a fun challenge as well, trying to work on them. So,
what about you personally? What are you looking to improve in your game?
I think every day I'm working on my footwork and my steps in the run game. You know, you can never be perfect in that. And then and as far as the passing game, being more efficient in my routes.
Running the routes better?
Yes, running the routes better.
Is there a difference in the way the tight ends are being used this year under Coach Monken?
I'd say you can't compare like Coach Monken and Coach Chaney and Coach Coley. Whatever they call up, whatever they dial up, we're going to go make a play. And fortunately, we've gotten some passes this year. Quite a few, so we're just going to go out and make those plays.
Now, going against a team like Kentucky, there's always that danger of looking ahead. You know, you always worry a little bit about that. Is that a danger with this football team, or the fact that you're coming off a loss has kind of got you snapped back to reality?
I think coming off the loss, it just keeps us hungry. And, you know, we have our goals down the line. SEC championship, national championship, but we know the most important game is the next game, and that's what we're going to go out and do.
As a student athlete, playing through COVID, Coach Smart had said at the very beginning, he felt like the teams that did the best this year would be the teams that handle this the best. And so far, you've had something crop up, one with Georgia, but it affected Georgia, and you had to have a bye week that you hadn't anticipated. How has everybody handled that?
I think they've handled it tremendously well. And it starts with Mr. Ron and the medical staff. They've been up front with us, and they've been extremely helpful throughout this whole process. And without them, we don't know where we would be. So I think we're doing a great job, and we'll continue to do so because we have our eyes on one goal.
Yeah, but you have to be ready to make adjustments on the spur of the moment.
That's right. We never know what's going to pop up as far as a positive. So everyone's ready. We have one of the best depths in the country, so I think that plays a great part in it.
How do you grade yourself after a game if you don't catch any passes, but you have a good game blocking? How do you grade yourself?
I look at it like, did I go out and execute my assignments? And then did I make any plays to create a touchdown or stuff like that? And then, after looking at that, you look at yourself on film. Did you follow the ball? Did you put in those extra effort plays? Those are the most important plays, I think, the extra effort ones, to see that you truly do care. So,
Georgia's offense, still a process, a work in progress?
I think it's always a work in process because you're always trying to improve. You're always trying to be perfect. But also knowing that you can't ever be perfect in anything you do. You just want to try to attain perfection.
All right, as a tight end, which do you prefer? You prefer going out there and catching balls, or you prefer getting in one of those linebackers' faces and putting them on skates?
It's hard to say. I love catching the ball and making plays, but it's fun knocking some people down. So I think it's a balance of both. I honestly like doing both.
Our thanks to John Fitzpatrick for taking time out of his day to be with us here on the Bulldog Roundtable, as well as Lewis Seen from the football team. And then, of course, head coach Tom Crean of our University of Georgia men's basketball team, as we are still awaiting that schedule, but we'll keep you updated. As soon as we get one, we'll pass it along. Stay tuned now for Home Team in Hamilton. They're next here on the Bulldog Roundtable. Let's have a great Bulldog day, everybody.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.